Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
Today's episode is, how does relaxation build health and well-being? Considering the stress that many of us are under every single day, given that rush hour runs all day long, especially for those who have to commute every day to work, to jobs you may not enjoy, with people you don't want to be working with, doing work that you find unimportant and perhaps unstimulating. This doesn't even include the family life, where you have children who may need your attention to help them with schoolwork once you get home from work, or maybe there's some emotional issues that are going on in your life, or maybe even some physical problems that maybe one of your family members is dealing with. If you have parents that might be older who need care, the list is endless, and this, of course, creates stress. And stress is a really bad thing because it can create anger, anxiety, depression, decreased immune system, digestive disorders, where you're feeling sick in the stomach sometimes, headaches, this is where a lot of migraines come from, heart disease, high blood pressure, even joint pain and weight problems, because you're eating in order to deal with the stress. What do you get as a result of taking care of yourself and learning how to relax? Many, many, many things. First of all, you're able to allow your body to recover from all the stress. If you're in a relaxed state, well, one can't be stressed. And with that, you can build up your immune system, allowing more white blood cells to develop, which helps you to get rid of any kind of inflammation, which can help you to reduce aches and pains in your body. It can also help you to alleviate anger and anxiety and depression, making you feel better. And it gives you a sense of being connected with something that is larger than you, something that is more important. And if you do your relaxation in a hypnotic state, because hypnosis is really only meditation with a purpose, you're able to input those things that you'd really like to have happen in your life and focus on those things and allow yourself to let go of anything that's not working well for you and just let it drift up into the sky in a balloon. And when it's gone up in the clouds, you tell your subconscious, unconscious mind, this thing is no longer in my world. And so it will be. It's a simple thing to do, really, just to allow yourself, 5, 10, 15 minutes just to yourself. To just put yourself into a light trance state. All you need to do is focus on a point above eye level, sitting in a relaxed position, and you'll find that if you just do that for a little while with a little meditative music or some native music of Native Americans or Hawaiian music, something with a drum beat softly and some flutes going on in the background is particularly nice. Piano music is nice as well to use in the background. And just keep focusing on that spot until your eyes get tired, and then allow yourself just relax yourself, relaxing your neck muscles, and then your shoulders, letting them drop, and letting yourself breathe deeply and completely, allowing your stomach to be pushed out as you're inhaling in, and then exhaling completely. And just doing this for a little while as you relax your thighs, and your calves, letting them sink into the couch or bed. and just allow your toes and your arms just to relax and sink in. And as you do this, you're going to notice yourself going into a very nice altered state. And in this altered state, you can give yourself some positive suggestions. Perhaps allow yourself to do this every day for 15 minutes. Just relax and enjoy the moment. And then asking your unconscious mind, what would be the best use of your day? And allowing yourself to do that. And then telling your unconscious mind that it's okay to take your time to do the things that feel good for you, as long as they're safe and appropriate, of course. And to take your time getting ready in the morning, waking up early enough, and having a decent breakfast, which doesn't mean coffee and donuts. It means something with protein and fats and some simple carbohydrates, or actually complex carbohydrates like fruits. And just taking the time to nourish yourself appropriately so you can deal with all the hassles of getting to work. And then asking your unconscious mind, if you're unhappy in your job, what you can do to make a better situation for yourself. Be it maybe a lateral move to another position in the company, talking to your boss about making that happen. I have a few people in my practice who have done that recently. Or perhaps going into a totally different career path. I know many, many people who have done that, including myself many years ago, to get true to who you are, your values, and your beliefs, and your attitudes, and living from there, because that's where true joy and fulfillment come from. And when you have joy and fulfillment, the stresses are less, and so much more temporary. Because really what life is all about is being happy inside. I went to a wonderful meeting this past weekend. We had a monk talking about this whole idea of having to survive and being successful. And what that meant was making a lot of money. And making a lot of money meant working long hours or doing jobs that people didn't like and being miserable. And then collecting the money and hoarding it because, you know, you never have enough. Because, you know, you need $3 million or more in order to be able to live post-retirement. Well, I have an idea for you. How about finding work that you love so much? The only thing that you need in the case of a so-called retirement plan is maybe a disability insurance plan instead, because you're never going to retire because you do what you love to do, and there would be no reason ever to give it up, like the conductors and the photographers and the people who do just things that love to be done. They're in the zone, the inventors and creators. And the people on the websites who are doing their passions, teaching others to do the things that they want to do in a way that will help them make decent income. And really, this stuff, it may be a bit challenging, but think about it this way. Would you rather have a temporary challenge or a permanent challenge where you're constantly stressed and getting sick and feeling anxiety-ridden and depressed and frustrated? And it gets to the point where you lose hope. And then you feel depressed. And then if you let that go too long, then you feel like, why am I even alive? And that's what we call depression. And depression can cycle down to suicide. So why don't you take a different look at your life and get yourself into this relaxed, hypnotic state. It's so easy to do. It's a gift you can give yourself. And you can work on the things that truly matter to you to help yourself to move forward. And can ask the higher power inside yourself, or your creator, or God, or Jesus, or whoever, or whatever it is out there, or the universe, as one of my clients calls that power greater than her, to help you to figure out what you need to do in order to make your life be the enjoyable life that you were put on this planet to have a life that's worthy of your being here, to have a life that's fulfilled and happy, with just a few distractions here and there to deal with the daily stuff we have to deal with. It makes it so much easier. And for God's sakes, plan things in advance that you want to be doing, things to enjoy. We always need to have things to look forward to in our future, and it doesn't have to be a big deal. It could be getting together with a really excellent friend of yours, like I'm doing on Sunday, getting together with a friend who I haven't seen in like 3 years because we happened to meet in the subway station. She noticed me. With my red hair, it's kind of hard to miss me. and she said hi. And she said she had been thinking about me for a really long time, and that her life got really, really busy. And when she realized that I lived in Billerica, she likes to help bunnies. And I guess there's a place where she can help bunnies to have their cages cleaned and fed and played with and, you know, things that bunnies enjoy doing. So she's going to come up here on Sunday, and we're going to enjoy some lunch together. And I'm really looking forward to it, because she's one of the coolest people I know. And it's been a really long time. But because of her family obligations, because of her work, you know, that day-to-day grind, our getting together was just put on hold for 3 years, and that needn't have happened. And now we're rectifying it. And so go ahead and make yourself call a friend, someone who you really like, who you miss being around. And just hearing their voice, I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I call my friend Dorothea out in Seattle just to hear her happy voice. It really doesn't matter what's going on in her life. She just kind of makes a joke of it, and we just talk about it for a little while, and then we talk about all the other cool things that she's doing with her singing and her photography and all the cool things she's buying and some of the demonstrations she's doing at her job and just things going on in her life and seeing her friends and writing her book and all the things that are important to her. Oh, my God, one of the things that she does all the time that keeps her sane is just getting out into Dodge, as she calls it, or getting away from Dodge, actually. Because what she'll do is she'll go on trainings, and she'll get bored of it, and at the end of the training day, she'll be like, oh, my God, I have to get out of here. So she'll take a ride to somewhere to see something beautiful and take her cameras with her and take beautiful photographic pictures. And for her, that's her sanity. Not too different than my ex, a photographer, who needs to go out and take photographs periodically to keep himself sane, because his very essence is that of an artist. Artists have to create art. If you're an artist, get out there and do your art. I don't care what kind of art it is. Photography, drawing, painting, filmmaking, dance, making beautiful music. It doesn't matter what it is. Just get out there and do it, and you're going to feel so much happier, so much alive, just for taking the time to do that. It is the gift you need to give yourself. Those of you who have other things that are important to you, like those of you who play sports, get out there and play them regularly. The exercise is wonderful for you. As well as those of you who have other hobbies, whatever they may be, take the time to do these things. These are the things that keep you joyful, youthful, and alive inside. And, in case you didn't notice, they help you feel relaxed. Because you need to do these things regularly. So, please, do your health and your well-being and the world around you a big, big favor by taking time to relax, including hypnosis, meditation if you do it, and those things that you enjoy doing. And you're going to find yourself relaxed, happy, fulfilled, and looking forward to each day. And if there's some changes you need to make in your life, go ahead and be brave and do them. What do you have to lose? Because honestly, being stressed out, it feels terrible. So take a deep breath in, hold it, exhale, do it again, take another deep breath in, hold and exhale, and just notice just how much that helps you feel so much more relaxed. And go and do the rest of the ideas that are out here for you to do. Get out into nature. Do those things you love doing and feel relaxed and healthy and vibrant. And of course, as I've said over and over again in these recordings, do indeed eat healthfully. One item foods. Stay away from all the crap that's out there. It's only going to make you an addict of fat, salt, sugar, all things that are not good for you. Be smart. Drink plenty of water. That too will help you feel better day in and day out. And get your exercise. I know, people don't like hearing that. So if you like to run, run. If you like to work out with weights, do that. If you like dancing, do that. If you like playing sports, do that. It doesn't matter how you do it. Just expend some energy. Go out into nature and take a beautiful walk. In the crisp air that we have here in the Northeast, it's a great time to go out. Because You're not going to get overheated, most likely, if you dress appropriately. And the beauty is all around us, so long as we just take a deep breath in and relax and enjoy what we have in front of us. And you'll find that you'll feel so much better, so much energized and fulfilled. And what could be better than that? Give yourself that gift. Make that your Christmas holiday gift to yourself. There's no need to wait till New Year's resolutions, because those don't work anyway. Just give it to yourself as a gift and feel alive once again.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.